With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. B-2 bombers have been deployed to Guam in a major show of force by President Trump. Massive aircraft out of Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri and tankers have linked up with the B-2s in two groups of four. The deployment representing part of a much broader repositioning of U.S. military assets toward Europe and the Middle East. And Israel's military has struck an Iranian nuclear research facility earlier in the day, killing three more senior Iranian commanders at that post. Former State Department employee Gabriel Narona says there's little chance that President Trump will pursue a policy of regime change in Iran.
Yeah, when I worked for him in the first term, he was pretty opposed to regime change. In fact, he made that very clear to us that we were not to try to go in and achieve regime change in Iran.
And he agrees President Trump's longstanding position against seeking regime change in Iran.
I would love for this regime to leave this earth and go to the trash bin of history better than anyone else. However, there's a difference between me wanting something and me saying the U.S. government should actually pursue that thing and own the consequences of it.
Federal judge ruling for Harvard University and against the Trump team. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The federal judge granted a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration's efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. The White House has been at odds with the Ivy League school for months after it rejected a series of government demands meant to address complaints that it has become too liberal and has tolerated anti-Jewish harassment.
Three people are dead, a regional airport heavily damaged after a tornado swept across the upper Midwest, casualties in the town of Enderlin, North Dakota. This is SRN News. No surprise here. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gay activists pressuring the government in Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that does not recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and a step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. This is SRN News. There is heightened security at The Hague ahead of next week's summit of NATO leaders.
The massive military and police operation called Orange Shield has turned The Hague into a military fortress. The June 24-25 summit, scheduled to feature leaders of the 32-nation alliance, including President Donald Trump, comes as global geopolitical tensions soar and conflict escalates in the Middle East.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. Supreme Court siding with e-cigarette companies in a ruling that'll make it easier to sue over Food and Drug Administration's decisions, blocking their products from the multi-billion-dollar vaping market. Now, the opinion comes as companies push back against federal crackdown on electronic cigarettes. It is expected to give the companies more control over which judges hear lawsuits filed against the agency. More details at srnnews.com.